We're going next to South Africa, where there's growing frustration about the slow pace of change under the post-apartheid government. Much of the optimism that followed the election of Nelson Mandela as president in 1994 has evaporated, and that's particularly true in poor black townships. NPR's Jason Bobien reports from Cape Town.
At 5:30 in the morning in the township of Khayelitsha, the sun is just coming up and people are in a hurry. Residents flow out from the narrow alleyways between shacks and hustle towards the train station. Most are rushing to low-wage, menial jobs in the center of Cape Town. 38-year-old Noba Tembu, who works as a maid, says little has changed for her in the new South Africa.
I'm living in the shack. There's no electricity where I'm living there. There's no toilets. There's no water.
Tembu says she's confident that the national government is trying to tackle these problems, but she says local bureaucrats waste the money from Pretoria. Khayelitsha's cobbled together wood and tin shacks are packed against one another on a stretch of sand near Cape Town's airport. In 2005, riot police clashed with protesters at informal settlements across the country, including here, over the slow delivery of government services. The government has vowed to build proper houses for residents, but the construction has taken years. Last year, the government unveiled its first new housing development for Khayelitsha. The tidy stucco cottages are painted bright pastel colors, but there are only 165 of them for a township of more than 20,000 people. Even some of the new occupants complain about the houses. Welcome Nkloklo, who got a two-bedroom on a corner plot, says his house wasn't finished when he was given the key, and he says many of his neighbors had to pay several thousand dollars to get their homes.
These houses are supposed to be free, but people, they are paying a lot of money. It's not right.
And Nkloklo says he was oppressed under apartheid, and he's being oppressed now by another system.
I want to tell you the truth, where the problem comes from. Those people who are leading this project, from the government or from the local government, they are corrupt. They are corrupt.
The slogan for the ruling African National Congress during the last round of elections in 2004 was prosperity for all. A more fitting phrase might have been prosperity for some. A black economic empowerment program has created a new class of millionaires and fueled the rise of a black middle class, but it's done little to address the huge gap between the rich and the poor. South Africa is the continent's largest economy, and it's posted impressive economic growth of about 4% a year recently, but almost half the population still lives on less than $2 a day. Matoto Gomana, an ANC ward councillor who represents Khayelitsha, says the government faced huge challenges during its first decade in power, and he says people's expectations of the new black government in 1994 were incredibly high.
That hope's still there, but as we are governing, people tend to understand that, I mean, we cannot change what has been done in many decades ago within a period of 10 years, but we are going there.
The ANC government has made significant gains in providing electricity, clean water, and new schools in many parts of the country. Gomana is standing outside a new government health clinic that opened in 2004. The building is modern, with a bright, sunlit waiting room, but the reception is crowded with several hundred people who have been there since before dawn. Gomana says the clinic is an example of how much work still needs to be done.
We are proud that we are having this kind of a clinic currently, but the services that are being provided, I mean, they are not up to standard, shortage of doctors. I've been in the clinic inside. The nurse was speaking with the patients that they will be having only one doctor today and only 30 patients that will be attended to. I mean, it's not acceptable.
Earlier this month, a fire swept through one section of Khayelitsha. It destroyed about 100 shacks in its path. The local government gave each fire victim five new pieces of galvanized tin, or about enough for half a roof. This in a city where a three-bedroom with an ocean view can sell for $1 million. The most common public transportation vehicles here are beat-up white minivans that South Africans call taxis. At the central taxi stand in Khayelitsha, Miranda Umtate sells dresses from a wooden shack.
When it's rainfall, I can't come here because it's make my dresses wet. You see? Yeah. That is a problem.
She says she's grateful for the end of apartheid because before 1994, she wasn't even allowed to sell her dresses on the street. The new government promised to build market stalls for vendors such as Umtate at the taxi stand, but that still hasn't happened.
If they come before with the forms, taking our names, ID, everything, And then he said, you must wait for today, until today. We are only waiting.
And many of the people who suffered the most under the apartheid regime are still waiting for a new South Africa. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Cape Town.